Continuing what we discussed yesterday about Mishloach Manos, of Shalach Manos. So Shulchan Aruch says, Chayav Adam Mishloach Chaveh, Shtei Manos, Basar, two pieces of meat. And we discussed from the Aruch HaShulchan based on the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to concur with this idea that two different types is what your person has to be. And therefore we said yesterday that if you took dark meat and light meat, that wouldn't actually work. If you had a red apple and a green apple, that wouldn't count as two different types of food. Again, you're sending two different foods to two different people, and they have to be somewhat different. We said a food and a drink is okay. Potentially even two drinks are okay. I'm going to quote you over here from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that Vinyan She Min Ochal HaMavushal V'lo Basar Chai, it should be that it's pre-cooked already. The Mishloach Manos Haroi Miyad L'Achila Mashma. Because when it says you're sending manos, mana means a portion, it seems to be something that's already set aside that can be eaten right away. So the question, of course, is going to be, what if you send foods that are not cooked? So here we have the idea that it should be something that is cooked. V'yesh omrim, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, dekeven shehu shachut, when dealing with an animal that was shechted, but it's raw, v'roi lehisbashel miyad shari. Since you can cook it right away, it would actually be permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah presents two ideas over here. So what's going to come out of this idea is ultimately when you're sending shalach manos to people, you want to have something that can be used at the meal, but you'll find many times people send, we've seen it before, they'll send like a theme. When you're sending a theme, you'll send, let's say, a jar of sauce and raw pasta. Or you'll send something else, like it'll be like a cake mix, something that you want someone to be able to bake that cake in a jar. Add water, put in the oven, something like that, and that'll be enough. So does that actually constitute one, does that actually constitute a portion? Or does it have to be eaten right away? So that is actually a debate. You see, in the Mishnah Berurah already presents a debate. We see there is a view that says it's okay. As long as I can sit and cook it right after that, I can cook it right away. It's not really a problem. But there is, again, the first view. And the first view is the one we usually try to stick to. And that is, of your two portions that you have, they should be ready to be eaten. Now, on this, there's some leniency. Certainly already mentioned there's two views. But Rav Yashub said if you had, let's say, mashed potatoes that you just needed instant mashed potatoes, you had to add water to it, so that would count as a mana, would count actually as a food. But other things that are just considered spices, those things wouldn't necessarily be considered food, and therefore you'd have to have something else. So when mentioning like pasta, it would seem that pasta is not considered a ready food, even though it's very quick to boil, whatever that time takes. If you did that, that would be going according to the second view. But if you ever seen any theme shalach manos where they're going to give you a cake that's not made yet, so that's what falls under that particular category. So something that's quick to eat would be okay. Now, I assume most people here are just going to give your standard foods. You're going to give, like, whatever, a can of soda and some popcorn. And you'll be yotze with shalach manos. That technically would be okay. You know, it's something that person can actually eat at the meal. Okay, maybe popcorn's not eaten at the meal, but maybe dessert would potentially work. But anyway, when you're giving the foods, you want to have something that's considered substantial. We also do suggest that you give foods that are substantial to the person. Someone was lamenting today. They said, yeah, when parents come to give my wife shalach manos, because she teaches them in school, so the kids come and they give them the same shalach manos they're giving to their pre-1A kids. They're giving the same thing to the teacher, which is certainly cute, but why are you giving a teacher something that's not considered ra'i for them? It's not appropriate to give them something that's just like five candies and a juice box. Would that be appropriate to give them? You want to give them something that they would actually use at their meal. So it's a good question. If you have somebody who's vegan and you're giving them beef jerky, like, are you fulfilling the mitzvah of shalach manos? It could be you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah because they're not going to really receive it. They're not going to do anything. They're going to give it to somebody else. And you'd have to be thoughtful in that particular area if you want to be yotze. Again, if you've already given to the people you need to give to, then fine. But if you want to be yotze with these people, you have to give them something that would be right, number one, that they're going to eat, and number two, that's considered to their level of chashivas, their level of importance. That's why he said that the minhag that my father has is always for years, that when he would go to his rav to give shalach manos, it would be a bottle of wine and a whole pineapple. Those are the two things, because if it's a whole pineapple, he doesn't have to worry about the kashrus, and a bottle of wine is a bottle of wine. It's a dover chashav, considered something important. So that's what he would do every year to do that. So when you're giving shalach manos to people, you want to make sure you're giving them something that's considered dover chashav, not the fact that you have, like, you know, a half a granola bar left over and you want to give it to somebody. It's not going to be appropriate if you're going to give it to someone who's on a higher stature. It could be your friend you would do it to, but maybe you wouldn't do it to somebody else on a higher stature. So again, we said the idea that you should ensure that they're ready to be eaten. Part of this idea is the mitzvah of the Suda. Commentaries explain that, as we said before, yesterday, the mitzvah of Suda is either because of the fact that the Jews sinned by the meal itself, since they sinned by the meal with Achashverosh, so we want to rectify and have a better thing, or because they wanted to destroy our bodies. They wanted to kill us. And when you want to physically kill us, you rejoice in physicality. Since they wanted to annihilate us and destroy our physical bodies, we're going to rejoice in that. So Shalach Manos and the mitzvah of Seuda goes according to the same idea, and therefore it's something that we want to be able to create an extra sense of joy. It does require to be thoughtful. Now, in some communities, they go over the top, and they'll spend $200, $300, $400, $500 on a Shalach Manos to one person. So they might go over the top on that because they feel that that's what that person needs. But we don't necessarily need to do that, but you do have to keep in mind, you have to be thoughtful, keep in mind the other people that you're actually giving it to. You're not just simply doing it in a, you know, large arena. You want to make sure that people are going to appreciate it and value that which you're giving them, so it has to be something that would be considered chashuv for them.